and Kathy Dawes now, along with Riley County Senior Service Center Director Jamie Ramsey, and just all kinds of things. I'll tell you, spring is a bit busy time, and I'm sure it is for the Senior Center too, Jamie.
It does, because we try purposefully to kind of limit the programming in January and February, because a lot of folks don't like to get out, and we don't want to have to cancel. So it has picked up. People are anxious to get out and do some new stuff. So that's kind of what we're doing. I did want to remind people that the AARP tax counseling is still going on until the middle of April. And those AARP volunteers will do simple taxes, federal and state, for free. They have to call the center and get an appointment. Certainly they'll do that. They run four computers. So they've been busy.
Well, that's good. Lots of people getting some help.
We have a kind of a unique program that's coming up Thursday, March 23rd, and a local architect, Cameron Trials, has been working with a group that is giving away or giving grants for disabled veterans to modify their home so they can stay, so they can age in place. And he's going to be talking about how you get those funds. And so, which will be kind of a nice thing for some folks. And then Ron Wells is going to come talk with us about what's going on at the county level on Thursday, March 30th.
So just all sorts of things going on.
Variety is always good.
I don't know where the spring is going. I mean, it's hard to believe it's almost here.
Well, it kind of came and it went, and it came and it went. And so that's kind of where we are. We have two tours next week. The Rocky Ford school tour, Cheryl Collins, was going to come and talk about that. Then there's also the Z Sleep Diagnostics Center, where you go to see if you have sleep apnea. So people were kind of curious about that, because a lot of times they ask them to go through that. And so they're going to give the tour. You have to sign up, but I think they'll like it.
A lot of people do have sleep issues, me included, but yes.
Isn't that true?
Uh-huh.
It seems to disappear on weekends, though.
Exactly.
See, that kind of has been my thing. I'm trying to think what else we need to kind of talk about. Oh, today, if you rush quickly, we are doing green waffles. Somehow I got the short straw. I'm not so sure about that.
There you go. By speaking of food, how did your kitchen issue turn out? I know last time you were in, we talked about that quite a bit.
You know, the challenge, once we got the grant money for the kitchen remodeling to kind of go with the city's community development block fund, was to find a location. And the First Presbyterian Church has been very gracious to allow us to use their kitchen in July and part of August. June is their vacation Bible school, and that's kind of what we're running into. But we would like to find a location in downtown so it's not so disruptive for our volunteers who are used to coming up and picking up meals. So we're still looking for June. We have, I think we have plenty of time, but we're kind of putting feelers out to other churches that have kitchens and other locations. So I think we'll get that nailed down. And then the next step will be just the logistics of how you move food to another location and then distribute it. But I think it's all going to work out. And I think our cooks are very excited, very excited. As I said, the kitchen is original. I know there's at least a couple pieces that are original. And so we're excited for that work to be done.
Any other activities we want to tell folks about? And I don't, even into April a little bit, anything else at all that we're wanting to kind of highlight? Or
there is, Melissa, our program coordinator, has sent a whole bunch of things that are going. We're forming a new bunco group. We have an afternoon bunco group on Thursdays. And there was a group of ladies who wanted to do another one on Tuesday. So they're gonna start that. That gives folks some variety, because our bunco group can get pretty big. We're having a food truck. Mr. K's food truck is coming to the center in April. which we think is kind of exciting and is a into our parking lot. We think it's a nice way to for folks to introduce that to our folks, because they may not stop and go to a food truck if they haven't first kind of experienced that.
And they're becoming quite the thing now, too. So.
Oh, they are. They mm-hmm. are. I see them parked up at the Alumni Center and occasionally think about, should I stop?
Exactly.
Maybe I should.
And I know the airport was doing that for a while, too, but I don't know if they still are.
I think they were. Mm-hmm. One of the things we will be looking at probably in the next 3 to 4 months, and we've kind of talked about that as a goal, is what kind of services are available in our community for folks with dementia and Alzheimer's? And so the first thing we'll start with is what's out there, and then to get to folks who are caregivers, family members, to say what is that you need. And that's probably going to be the challenge for us, is to figure out how to get to those families. Because many times finding someone to watch your loved one while you go to a meeting is difficult. I may talk with you more about that, is how do we get the word out for folks, you know, to pick up a survey or call or, you know, whatever they need to do so they can tell us what we need. And hopefully by the end of the summer, we can put that together with what it is that exists in Riley County for caregivers and individuals with dementia and Alzheimer's, and then what is it we need to do.
Very good. Well, if anything else at all before we wrap up today?
No, I think we're doing
quite
good.
I
encourage people, if you've heard something that you'd like more information on, to call the center at 537-4040. And if you live close to the center and can get there by 10, you can get free green waffles.
Very good. Well, nice to have you again. Jamie Ramsey with us today, Director of Riley County Senior Service Center. We'll take a break. And Manhattan Building Official Brad Clausen will be joining us next. I know having a lot of questions about those rental registrations. We'll hopefully kind of clear that up for folks today. And again, you're listening to In Focus, 537-1350. If you have questions or comments for Brad this morning, you're listening to In Focus.
When catastrophe hits and your home or